This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
It is that time of night on BFM 89.9. I'm Richard Bradbury.
And I'm Madeline Chung.
And I'm David Bury.
And as usual in the background, we have Brendan. Say hello, Brendan.
Hello.
Hello.
He's in the distance way over there.
It's a Tuesday.
Good evening, folks. It's Tuesday, of course, or as Adeline likes to call it, what?
Tuesday.
Why is it Tuesday?
Well, because we're giving away free juices today.
We are indeed. From whom?
The La Juiceria.
Okay, we have a competition giveaway as per usual. Every night we'll be giving you away something. In the studio with us right now is Mr. Lex Lowe. Say hello.
Hello.
Lex Lowe, it kind of sounds like some kind of villain name, you know, like Marvel or...
Yeah, Luther.
Exactly right.
Lex Lothar.
I'm very kind, actually.
You're very kind. Yeah, Adeline keeps saying that about herself as well. She keeps saying, I'm so nice.
Yeah. I am.
You are? I never said you wasn't, right? Never said you weren't. So, folks, if you want to get in touch with our show, 016-201-9000. And if you want to tweet us, of course, it is at BFM Radio or at...
BFM TTON.
It is. That's how we do it. Ooh. So, as I mentioned, we have a giveaway this evening and we'll be giving away some juices on Tuesday.
Yes, it's Tuesday today. So we're giving away one voucher in the first half and another in the second. So all you have to do is answer this question. What's the name of the founder of La Juiceria? So all you have to do is just send in your name, IC number and tell us why you need a juice to 016-201-9000.
A big clue is that you could probably Google that answer, right?
Is it Juicica?
No, it's no.
No,
her name
it's
is not.
Not
Juicica. Oh, okay. Really? I fell for that one. Juicica. Okay, so of course we have Lex in the studio. We'll be asking him about his very interesting idea, Amplitude.
Yes.
Where it's a barbershop and a music shop combined.
Yes,
that's
exactly
right.
That's
Brendan, right. This sounds like your kind of place. For those of you that don't know Brendan, he's a musician with extremely long hair. And apparently he's been getting a bit of stick at home from his pops right now, who's saying, son, you need to get your hair cut.
Yes.
Is he listening to the show?
No, they are in Europe.
Oh, you lucky man.
You can download the podcast.
That's what we'll do. We'll forward it. However,
speaking of parents,
I was just going to do that.
Someone's birthday is today.
Oh, yes. It's my dad's birthday today.
Happy birthday.
Happy birthday, Uncle Chung. Yeah. So we did say we'd take him out for a drinky or two, but Adeline's like, he doesn't drink. Immediately.
He loves tea. He loves tea.
So maybe we could take him for some tea.
Yeah, sure, anytime.
Will he be listening?
I think he's listening right now.
I think
now.
We'll take him out for tea and cakes and things, right?
Yeah, sounds good.
Leave the ladies at home and the boys will go out and play.
Yeah.
Something like that, yeah?
Sounds good.
Okay then, so we've got some advertisements coming up and then we've got a little bit of Gomez. That'll be taking us into the next break. Don't go anywhere. We'll be back with news from page two. We'll be picking Lex Lowe's brains. I sound like some kind of Superman thing. Don't go anywhere, folks. We'll be right back. Welcome back. It is that time of night here on BFM 89.9, the business station. I'm Richard Bradbury.
And I'm Madeline Jung.
And I'm David Bury.
You just heard a little bit of Gomez with a track called Options. Great track, that.
The last two songs have been very chilled out, haven't they? Is it a chilled out Tuesday?
It's a Tuesday.
Oh, it's a Tuesday.
Get it?
Yeah. Okay. So we chill out with the juice?
We chill out with the juice. For all those healthy folks out of there, or those who want to be a little bit healthy, we are doing a giveaway where it's cold pressed juice.
Fresh pressed.
Sean Connery coming out again. Here we go. So what's the competition giveaway?
So we're giving away one voucher in the first half and another one on the in the second half. So all you have to do is answer this question. What's the name of the founder of La Juiceria?
Yeah.
So easy peasy. So just send in your name, IC number, and tell us why you need a juice to 016-201-9000.
Is it Justina?
Oh,
no, not even close.
Okay. It is time for news from page two, David.
Yes.
What's all the shouting
about?
Tuesday.
Gosh.
It's not going to stick.
It's not going to stick. Okay. David, what have you got for me?
I got a Taco Bell.
Okay, come on.
Yo quiero Taco Bell.
Yes, all right.
All right, so when you want Taco Bell, you would go to the restaurant, right?
Mm-hmm.
So this man decided to go through the drive-thru. Like
lazy people do. Yes.
Like lazy people do. Like every Friday for McDonald's next to our office.
This is true.
It's massive traffic.
Yeah, right.
It's chaos.
Talking about traffic, this guy got stuck in a jam in the Taco Bell drive-thru for more than half an hour.
Wait. Is that half
it?
An hour?
Yeah.
That's it?
Yeah. Well, I mean, that's a long time.
That's your entire story?
Think about it. You want to go for Taco Bell in a drive-thru because it's quick, right?
Right.
Instead, you're stuck there for 30 minutes going, man, I could have just eaten a steak.
So wait, tell me why this is making the news. Is it because people were tweeting about it? There were stories going off? What's happening?
Well, people tweeted about it. I also don't know why it made the news. When I read this, I'm like, wow, it must be a really slow news day.
Was there like a hashtag?
There was, there wasn't a hashtag, but people were tweeting for him saying, you know, we should get him out. We should start a Kickstarter so that we can pay mercenaries to go and save him from this jam.
Taco traffic.
Yeah. And
hashtag.
And stuff like, who would play him for his life story and stuff like that. It has been quite a slow news day, and this is what made the news.
Right. And that was the story you picked.
Was either that or 2,200 pigs escaped from a truck.
Which is a far better story.
But that's the only thing about it.
Think about all the legs that are running around.
But that's the only story. It's like a truck crash and 2,200 pigs just ran out. That's it.
Okay.
Lex.
Yes.
Any comments? Have you ever been stuck in a traffic jam waiting for your takeaway or anything like that?
I usually stuck in my shop.
You're usually stuck in the shop?
Yeah. By the time I finish my work, there's no jam.
There's no jam?
Yes.
I like that.
Lucky man.
Yeah.
So, to
same
be fair,
goes to us.
It's the same here, actually.
Yeah,
right? To be fair.
True.
Okay, Addie, what do you have?
I'm talking about strippers today.
Whoa.
Strippers.
Wow. Okay, from tacos to strippers. Yeah. I'm not sure how that links, but I'm sure
so
it does.
So there's a strip club in Las Vegas. So what they do is they encourage high school graduates to apply for jobs to be a stripper as a way to earn money for college.
What?
Oh, my God.
So they're like, you know, signs have of slogan like, now auditioning the class of 2015.
Oh,
and pay your way through college. So the club manager says...
Oh, this is classic, this.
It's a legitimate job.
Mm-hmm.
So the club manager also said that he's offering a way for young women aged 18 and older to make good money in a struggling economy.
Oh, my God. Yeah. I'm not sure about that.
It's not... Well,
I'm pretty sure there are a lot of parents across the country disapproving of that. You know, you went to Las Vegas and you did what? To pay your way through college? I'm not so sure I'd like that.
My question is actually, how far are the universities from Las Vegas and how much it would cost to get to Las Vegas in the first place?
Right. And not only that, but there are a lot of universities, particularly in the UK, that found out if you were doing this kind of job to pay your way through university, they actually stopped funding and they actually stopped you from attending the course as well.
Well, you being a stripper in a nightclub,
I can guarantee you that.
You can earn up to $1,000 per night.
Right, yeah.
Per night?
Per night.
So, okay, this is a bit unfair. You stop someone from going to college, but she's actually just trying to pay her way through the high bills.
But I think it's not a good idea. Why do you want to sell yourself? Why do you want to sell your body? Why do you want to show off?
You can cut hair.
I like that. Yeah.
It's a lot safer. Yes.
But then you would have to learn how to cut hair, right?
Yeah. There's a view, there's a way.
Well, it's a hand skill.
You gotta learn.
Yeah.
I guess so.
But we're gonna
better
get to that
stripping yourself.
Yeah. That is right.
Okay. Final story for today. This is about a man who has been charged for breaking into a woman's home. He was a burglar. What he decided to do was to break into this apartment. The thing is, the woman only found out that this guy was in her apartment when she started hearing these noises downstairs.
Mm-hmm.
So she goes downstairs and she's like, she found a man kind of wiping her worktops in the apartment.
Mm-hmm.
So she's like, what are you doing in my apartment? And he said, I'm cooking a potato. He'd actually put a baked potato in the microwave and was cooking a baked potato.
Mm-hmm.
He hadn't stolen anything, apparently. And so she's like a little bit concerned that this gentleman obviously had broken into her apartment, was a little bit worried that perhaps he wasn't all there upstairs,
right. Mm-hmm.
And so decided that she was going to call the police. On telling him this, he left the apartment and was seen outside raking the leaves from her front garden. So she's like, hey, weird man, why don't you come here and I will offer to pay you some money for the jobs that you're doing. And this was kind of to delay him so that she could call the police and wait for the police to arrive and one thing or another. The police turned up. Obviously, this man was intoxicated in some way or another. But can you imagine that? You're going downstairs in your apartment. There's some weirdo cooking for you. You know, you're like, maybe you should have made pasta. I don't know.
Why didn't she scream?
Well, that's my first question. Right. You know, you've got some strange man in your apartment. The first thing is that you'd probably want to make a lot of noise, right?
So the burglar wasn't cooking a burger?
No. Oh. He wasn't a Hamburglar, no. He wasn't. Oh, please. Okay, so we have one entry already for the competition for this evening for the giveaway for La Juiceria. I can tell you that Natalie has won this evening. That's one for the first half of the show. We still have one to give away before the end of the show. So remember, if you want to take part in the competition, it's 016-201-9000. All you have to do is answer this question.
What's the name of the founder of La Juiceria? So send in your name, IC number, and tell us why you need a juice to 016-201-9000.
Now, sitting patiently across from me whilst we've been babbling on has been Mr. Lex Lowe. As I said before, he's not a villain from Marvel or DC Comics. He's just recently opened his own barbershop called Amplitude Barbershop, right?
That's right.
In USJ 9.
Yep.
How did this whole come about? I mean, because to be honest, a barbershop and a music shop together seems like the weirdest kind of collaboration ever. How did you decide to do this? And why?
Why?
Yeah, why? Okay.
We want this place to a place where guys come in and haircut and can be really enjoying what they're doing. They're getting a haircut and listening to live music sometimes. And some of the people, like the musicians, like Brendan.
Brendan. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And
You can see he's a musician from
a mile. He needs a haircut.
Right.
Yeah. But, you know, you don't have to come for a haircut. You can try out guitars and you know.
Okay.
Can you try it out while you get a haircut?
Oh, you can't.
Oh. Oh, there are rules.
Oh, damn it.
Yeah. Okay.
So, the music, when Brandon comes in, try out the guitar, we will try our best to convince him
that
to get
a haircut.
Right. Yes.
Maybe you should just ask his dad to come along as well. That might work, right?
But his dad is in UK right now, right?
Yeah, that's right.
Or else I can, you know, just do it now.
I'm sure his dad's got Twitter. We could just tweet him. You know, when you come back, take your son to the barbershop. But no, seriously, I mean, it sounds like a really interesting idea.
Yeah.
How busy do you get right now?
We just started like 2 months. So last Saturday, we just had a launch with the medias and some of the press. So business is getting better because the first month, we actually do a lot of trainings with my staff and we emphasize a lot on building up the business and getting trainings for everyone. And we have a lot of meetings and right now, we get a lot of, most of the time we get clients during the weekend.
Right.
Yeah, Friday, Saturday, and Sunday.
Yeah.
So, yeah, the busiest time will be definitely Saturday.
So let's talk a little bit about you then. I mean, how did you decide you wanted to be a barber?
I used to work in a salon for like, I'm 13 years already in this industry.
You're only 13 years
13
old?
Years. I've been 13 years in this industry.
I'm going to say you look a mature young man.
And then something about child labor.
Right. Oh, no.
Yeah, so 2 years ago, so I kind of have this little skin issue with me, okay, which doesn't permit me to do a lot of hair coloring and stuff. You know?
Right. Mm-hmm.
So I've decided to just, you know, why not forget about the chemicals and just focus a lot in haircut.
Right.
And if you don't do coloring and if you just focus on haircut, basically you're a barber.
Right. So you're not technically a stylist or?
Well, I still do cut women's hair.
Right.
Yeah, so and sometimes people ask me, what do you do? I'm like a barber stylist. So I cut hair.
Right.
And I do a lot of trainings, I teach, and that's what I do most of the time.
You've started your own products as well recently. Liquid?
Yes,
right?
It's a pomade. Right. Pomade. It's a water-based pomade for guys. Mm-hmm. And again, Brandon, you need it.
He's sorry, really
Brandon.
Pushing it today.
Sorry,
Brandon. Really pushing it.
Do you do beards as well?
Yes, we do. We do beard shape up. We do shave as well. Mm-hmm. So
That's when I saw Joshua Desmond's picture on.
Yes.
Oh, that
yes.
was at your place, was it?
Yes. One of my staff, Kevin. So he did a great job on shaving and pick up this skill. Yeah.
All right.
Yeah.
So who has the better beard, Prakash or Joshua?
Wow.
Are
we live now? They both look great, bro.
They both look great. Which one smells better? Because the two of them are like, hey, smell my beard. Seriously,
we bumped into Prakash last night and he said, smell my beard. I said, why? It smells good.
Yeah. I know, right? That was exactly our reaction. We were like,
Are you serious about the question?
Yes.
Yeah, I'm serious.
Okay, folks, if you want to get in touch with the show, very quickly, 016-201-9000 if you want to send us an SMS. If you want to tweet us, it
is BFM TTON or BFM Radio.
Okay, as we mentioned before, we've already had one entry to win yourself a voucher for La Juiceria. We have one more to give away before the end of the show, and all you have to do is answer this question.
What's the name of the founder of La Juiceria? So send in your name, IC number, and don't forget to tell us why you need a juice.
We're going to take a very short break, ladies and gentlemen. We'll be back momentarily. Please don't go anywhere. We'll be back asking him some more questions and to find out how smart he is on Smarty Pants. You're listening to That Time of Night here on BFM 89.9. It is That Time of Night here on BFM 89.9. I'm Rich Bradbury.
And I'm Madeline Chung.
And I'm David Bury.
And in the background we have Brendan.
Yo.
Who is yet to have a haircut, but has been convinced.
Soon.
He will be convinced by the end of the show that maybe he should go and have a haircut. I don't know. What do you think?
We could trick him and say, hey, bro, let's go buy a guitar.
Ah!
And then we go there. That's and be like, since idea. We're here...
That's a good idea.
The rest you leave it to me, huh?
Yeah. You got discount, huh?
Yeah.
You got discount. There we go. Thank you very much. We already have our winners for La Juiceria competition, so the competition is now closed for this evening. However, we've got another one for you tomorrow. We'll be giving some more stuff away.
Ice cream tomorrow.
And you should probably stay tuned on Thursday as well, because believe me, you'll want to stay around for that. We have a very big competition on Thursday. I'll tell you more about it tomorrow, though. Mm-hmm. All very exciting.
Very.
Very. Right, so, Lex.
Yes.
We've talked about your haircutting and we've talked about your music shop and whatnot.
Yep.
But I hear you're quite a charitable young man. I hear that you've been going around and you volunteered to teach haircutting courses for the underprivileged, Dignity for Children Foundation.
Yes, yes.
You're a very nice fella, right?
Yeah.
Why did you decide to get involved with that? Is it just that whole human instinct of, I want to help other people?
Is it part of the CSR?
even before we start this Amplitude Barbershop.
Right.
I've been doing this like last year.
Mm.
So I wanted to do this because I've been asking, like, you know, what can I do with my skill after many years, you know, what can I live passionately with what I'm doing as a passion.
Right.
So one of the way I think that I want to do is to bring a change here through a path of Caesar. So with that question, you know, here comes, you know, helping out the homeless, helping the underprivileged and giving the skill to people who deserve it.
Right.
Yes.
Right.
Yeah.
So essentially what you're doing, it's the whole give a man a fish and he'll feed himself.
Exactly.
Teach a man to fish and he'll, you
That's
know.
That's right.
Ah, very clever, right? So how many people came along to help, you know, to learn this kind of stuff?
Last year we started class with about 10 students.
Right. Mm.
And most of them are like refugees. We have the Malaysians. Some of them are stateless Malaysians. I'm an orphan. Mm. And they are about 16, 17 years old.
Right, yeah. Mm-hmm. Right. I mean, is it like a drop-in center, or do you go to them, or how does it work?
It's a foundation, so it's a school. It's called Dignity for Children Foundations, and they have classes like they teach English, they teach maths, and some of the subjects actually. Mm-hmm. So the school right now they have about 1,000 students.
Oh,
almost
wow.
1,000 students from preschool all the way to high school.
For all different kinds of things,
yes,
they can learn there.
Yes,
and the whole idea is to raise them out of poverty, I assume.
Exactly, to help them to break free from,
right.
from poverty.
Right. Mm. Well, that sounds really interesting.
Yes, yes.
Folks, if you have any questions for Lex, we still have you can still send us an SMS, 016-201-9000, or you can, in fact, tweet us at BFM Radio or at BFM TTON. Sorry, David, I took your line there.
It's okay.
He's staring at me
take
like
it.
I'm some kind of...
Take it.
Okay. Okay. I'm taking it.
But it's right.
nothing. Right. So not only is it kind of you have some kind of courses happening at Amplitude as well, right? What's going on? Is that right?
Courses. Yeah. I mean, in Amplitude, we teach music as well.
Okay.
We have music.
Everything. Academy. All different kinds of music.
My partner does it.
Right.
So
mm-hmm.
One of the things that we teach is, of course, guitars. We have piano class. We have drum classes.
Yeah. Oh, very cool.
So do you teach hairstyling and haircuts there as well?
I'm a noob in music. I'm trying to learn as well. let's leave it to my partner.
Right. Do you play an instrument of any?
I'm learning.
You're learning.
I've got no choice. Every day I'm singing guitars.
What instrument are you learning?
Guitar.
You see, I have an idea here. Brendan could come to your place and help teach you guitar.
Exactly.
And then you could give him a free haircut.
Yeah, we can do like
it's a butter treat.
It's a butter treat.
Yeah.
What do you think, Brendan?
not a good teacher.
Oh, oh, right.
Mm-hmm. Have you seen how Brendan plays guitar?
I have. Yeah. Oh, my word, yes.
Emo.
Well, the thing is, he probably needs a new guitar every week anyway.
That's true, right? You should do a rental out.
You should
for
check
him
out the guitars in my shop.
Right.
And, yeah. And you see the chairs, and probably you'll be convinced getting a haircut.
Right.
That's like such a far reach, right?
You can do a retreat, you know, shop, like, you know, the group of you, you know.
Right.
Go get a lunch around USJ. And
I think
come to Subang, Brendan, come. Yes.
Nice place, bro.
It is nice place.
Yes. Mm.
Righty-ho, righty-ho. Right then, young man, it is time for that part of the evening where we have to find out how smart you are.
Oh,
I know, right? I know. But, you know, it's just a bit of fun. We'll have some fun with it. So,
as general,
you know,
knowledge?
It's general knowledge. So
I finished my school at 16. So that's okay.
Okay,
right?
That's okay. It's only easy if you know the answer. And if you don't know the answer, you don't need to take it quite so seriously. So, Lex, you have 3 minutes to answer as many questions as you possibly can. Okay? So here's our little introduction.
Smarty pants.
If you don't know the answer, please say skip and we'll move right along, okay? If you know the answer, we will take the first answer that you give. If you try to correct yourself, we'll have to count it as being wrong.
Oh.
I'm being mean. Right, lights down in the studio. Silence, please. Your 3 minutes start now. In which city was Steve Jobs born?
America.
What is the name of Apple's new streaming service?
The Apple streaming service.
When was the IBM personal computer introduced? In what year?
1981.
What? My word, that was a good guess. What is the fastest growing tissue on the human body?
Tissue? Hair.
What? Where is the Suez Canal?
Again, question?
Where is the Suez Canal?
Skip.
Which planet is closest to the sun?
Pluto?
That's actually the first. In which city would you find Broadway?
Broadway. London?
Oh dear. In which country gave the USA the Statue of Liberty?
Which country? It was not given.
It was built.
What tree gives us prunes?
Prune tree?
It's not the prune tree. I knew you were going to say that.
Oh my God.
What is the world's largest island?
Greenland?
What is sushi? What is sushi usually wrapped in?
Sushi, seaweed.
What is the capital of Spain?
Spain. Barcelona?
Close, but no cigar. Who recorded the album Dark Side of the Moon?
Dark Side of the Moon. Pink Floyd.
Who was the writer for the Twilight novel series?
Twilight? Who watched Twilight?
What nationality is the pen maker Stabilo?
Stabilo. Stabilo. Sounds like Spanish.
Where does the smartphone brand HTC come from?
Taiwan.
You can hum while holding your nose. True or false?
False.
Which pair of brothers were the first to fly in recorded
Wright
human
brothers.
History? What company did Larry Page and Sergey Brin found? 30 seconds.
What company is it? Google.
What nationality is the car maker Daewoo?
Is that a car?
In Norse mythology, who is known as the trickster god?
Trix.
Is that your answer? Trickster. The trickster god.
Skip.
What is the national animal of Scotland?
Scotland. National animal. Skip.
Final question. Janis Joplin, Jimi Hendrix, and Kurt Cobain all died at what age?
27.
I heard a whisper. Lex, stay tuned. We'll find out how well you did right after
that
break.
That was me, actually, the whisper.
BFM 89.9, The Business Station. This is That Time of Night. I'm Richard Bradbury.
And I'm Adeline Chung.
I'm David Bury.
And that is?
Yo.
That's Brendan. He's in trouble right now. 27.
No shame.
27.
No shame at all.
So, you know, just before the break, we were asking Lex, you know, trying to find out how smart he was. Clearly, he's a very smart fella, but obviously he's got a bit of help sat in the corner as well. You know, these two have got some kind of bond going up right now, right?
He's secretly wanting a free haircut.
Exactly, right? Which is ironic. He sat there with his long hair helping out a barber. I'd be in another corner of another room hiding, you know. Okay, so we asked a whole bunch of questions.
Let's go through some of the ones he got incorrect. Where was Steve Jobs born? San Francisco. Where is Broadway? It's not London. It's New York City.
Aha.
Which country gave USA the Statue of Liberty? France. What tree gives us prunes? The plum tree.
Not the prune tree.
What nationality is the pen maker Stabilo? That's Germany.
Right.
The Germans.
The Germans.
The Germans.
The Germans. So
drum roll.
Well do you think you did first?
How well?
How well do you think you did? How many do you think you got right? Have a guess.
9, 10?
Right, so hold on.
Ladies and gentlemen, Lex Lowe's got 10 points.
Whoa!
Is that a good one?
That's pretty good.
That's very good.
Maybe we should just take one of those points off.
No.
I don't know. Which one? 27. I don't know. No, seriously. Well done, though. Joshua Desmond, how many did he get the other day?
I can't remember.
I think he got 11. So he beat you by one.
Yeah, he's got beard.
You know, next time.
Beard.
Exactly, right?
Beard, yeah.
So next time he comes in for a trim, you can be all like, no, cannot.
That'll be extra charge.
Yeah, just charge you a little bit extra, right?
Plus
stay
one.
Away from my guitars. Yeah. Don't touch them. Right, it's almost end of the show. We've got a few minutes left, about 3 and a bit minutes. We normally come to this part where we're giving away some facts. Have you all got your facts ready?
Yes.
Who wants to go first?
I think I'll go last.
You think you'll go last?
Yeah.
Okay. Adeline, you want to go next?
Yep.
Okay, then.
Me first.
You first.
Koalas is about animals.
Not surprised.
Right.
Koalas hug trees to cool off on hot days.
What do they do? Give them ice?
No, you hug trees to keep yourself cool.
Hug. Not help.
I thought she said help.
I say hug.
They hug trees.
Yes.
To what?
To cool off.
To cool off.
It's cooling. It's trees.
Is it?
Yeah.
Have you ever hugged a tree?
Hippie?
Are you a tree hugger?
I am a tree hugger.
Right.
She says, coming from Subang.
Stop dissing Subang people.
Do they even have trees there?
Oh, I'm joking.
Oh.
No, this is going way...
You know I'm joking. You know I love you people from Subang. You know I do.
There's so many potholes on the way to back home. Okay?
This is true. What, back to your home or
your
my
home?
Home?
Oh, your
my
home.
I know that.
The Bando Dhammas.
I know, right? Yeah. I know. Okay, so my fight is also about animals.
Yay!
So, the lower-ranking male wolves do not mate and often suffer from a condition of stress and inhibition that has been referred to as psychological castration.
Huh?
This sounds like something out of my life. Lower-ranking females are sometimes so afraid of the alpha female that they do not even go into heat.
Really?
Psychological castration, yes.
Wow.
I love that. Everybody's just going,
okay.
What do you say to something like that?
Though? I know, right?
Yeah.
There's not an awful... But, you know, think about it in terms... Never mind.
What's the buzzer?
Give me a buzzer. It's somewhere else. David, okay.
Bing, bing, bing. Oh, you didn't want me to be the buzzer?
No. Give me a fact. Come on, what you got?
All right, so mine's not about animals.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, it's about measurements.
Oh, well, this will be exciting.
I know measurements, guys. All right, so a buttload is actually a real measurement. It's equivalent to about 477 liters.
Oh. Right.
Yeah.
What's the buzzer, Richard?
It's somewhere else. Right. So yesterday you were talking about animals and their genitals.
Yeah.
Today you're talking about buttloads.
It kind of connects.
Right? Well, I can see that. I can see that.
You got to wonder whose buttload.
I'm just wondering who's
477 liters.
You know what? I'm going to turn off his mic in a minute. I really am.
I really should.
477 liters is about 477 kilos.
Right.
That's big. That's like bigger than Beyonce.
Oh.
And Kim Kardashian. Yeah.
He did that. Did you know that a moment is actually a real amount of time as well?
Really?
90 seconds.
Really?
Is a moment, yeah.
Oh.
Really?
See, that's the reaction I'm looking for.
Really?
Yeah.
Right. So obviously we've had Lex in the studio. Lex, thank you very much for joining us.
Thank you very much.
Will you be coming back?
Definitely.
With Joshua Desmond, I guess.
Oh, the two of you. Maybe we could have a head-to-head or a beard-to-beard or a, yeah. I don't know, something like that.
Probably a hit-to-hit.
Head-to-head would be better, right? Yeah. Okay. So what have you got coming up next? Anything exciting happening in the store soon?
We got new more Pomets hair products coming in soon.
Okay.
And we actually brewed our own Pomets.
You brewed it?
Yeah, my stuff.
Oh.
So yeah, this is a brand called Mantega. It's called Mantega.
Oh, I saw that today on Mantega. Facebook.
It's butter in Malay language.
It's very nice.
Yeah. So
is it
we
greasy? Is it oily?
It's greaser. It's oily. Ooh.
Does it smell like butter?
It's
would you
cocoa
rub
butter.
That on your head? No, you wouldn't. Would
I don't
you,
know. I'm just asking.
Okay.
Yeah, it's coming soon.
All right.
Coming soon.
Folks, ladies and gentlemen, please stay tuned. It's the end of the show. It has been that time of night. I've been Richard Bradbury.
And I've been Adeline Chung.
And I've been David Bury.
Good night. Good night, says Brendan.
Good night.
Stay
good
tuned,
night,
of course. A bit of culture is coming up right after us. Good night, folks.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, the business station.